all the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Okay. FM News Talk time, it's 10:06. We're still cold, chilly, 40 degrees current temperature in Northern Nevada. Yes, it's live and local. I'm John Potter here each and every Saturday morning. And our next guest coming up at 10:30, we'll be talking golf. And so until then, it's all open topic, 775-884-9910. Let's check out the texts. John, FYI, you may find it interesting that not all Californians use the descriptor "the" preceding a freeway number. I was talking about this a little after 9 o'clock this morning. You can always spot the Californian when they say "the 395" or "the 580." And I've lived in a lot of places, never heard somebody put the "the" in front of the number. But this person texting, her name is Judy. Says only Southern Californians do that nonsense, not Northern Californians. Northern Californians realize the difference. Yes, they're smarter, right? But for some reason, Southern Californians are not aware of this. Northern Californians roll their eyes when lumped together with their Southern counterparts. You know, we have that situation in Nevada, but aside from that, the South, Judy says, the South, L.A. in particular, is where all the media and focus are. Therefore, they are seen as representative of all the state, much to the chagrin of the North. All right. That's I'll go with that. Thank you so much, Judy, adding on to that issue. But as we know, Nevadans know that when somebody says that "the" in front of a highway number, we all go, aha, Californian. Fox News just had an update on the tragic murder and attempted murder of the two National Guardsmen. And I wasn't going to bring this up, but, you know, it's on Fox News. It's going to be each and every hour, still the top story. You can look this article up. The only thing that bothered me, I'm going to pick on the press again, I'm sorry, the media. You can look this up on their website. This is Channel 2, and the article reads, and this article came out the day after the shooting in D.C., and the article reads, the rare shooting of National Guard members on American soil on the day before Thanksgiving comes amid court fights and a broader public policy debate about the Trump administration's use of the military to combat what officials cast as an out-of-control crime problem. I have so many problems with this. First off, you know, pretty early in the article to blame Trump again. You know, why does politics have to even be here? The article itself says the shooter's motive is unknown, so why point the fingers at Trump? It's almost like they're blaming the guardsmen for being there, all right? They're saying, let me see, the Trump administration's use of the military being there to combat what officials cast as an out-of-control crime problem. Trump is cast an out-of-control crime problem in Washington, D.C. Well, the shooting is a direct assault on America itself rather than Trump's policies. And as the mayor said, somebody drove across the country and came to Washington, D.C. to attack America. And the line in this article, the Trump administration's use of the military to combat what officials cast as an out-of-control crime problem. Cast? There is an out-of-control crime problem, right? Here's more on this article on the Channel 2 website. In a video message released on social media, President Donald Trump called for the reinvestigation of all Afghan refugees who entered under the Biden administration. All they can do to connect Trump to this outrageous murder and murder attempt to those in uniform on U.S. soil. I want to get in. I want to go to my old desk and edit some stories. One more story, and this is Colo posted this week. An 89-year-old Wisconsin woman has been charged with felony hit and run after she allegedly struck a 9-year-old girl walking to school last month. Prosecutors charged 89-year-old Darlene Adam last Monday with a hit and run causing injury. She allegedly struck the 9-year-old who was in a crosswalk near an elementary school, then left the scene. Adam told officers she believed she had struck either a rock or some sort of construction barrel. This incident raises the issue of when older people should stop driving. Says, what's her name? Lauren Odesky, owner of Oasis Senior Advisors. Not all elderly people are bad drivers. Just because you are higher up in age doesn't mean you should not drive. She says if you suspect your loved one might be having trouble, take a ride with them, have a conversation about next steps before something serious happens. The goal is to not take away independence. The goal is to maintain independence, but also make sure that your loved one is safe and the people on the road are safe as well, she said. Yes, it does raise the issue of when older people should stop driving. Now, here's the deal, as I understand it, in Nevada. If I'm wrong, please tell me. 775-884-9910. If a police officer, a doctor, or somebody in your family says that your driving is unsafe, that is this true? The DMV may require you to take a vision test, a written test, and a road test, and they're given at your local DMV office, wherever that happens to be. And if that's the case, I really don't think that's a bad idea if you know somebody is not up to driving a motor vehicle. I think it's kind of irresponsible, actually, to allow them to drive a motor vehicle. Now, in my situation, my father's situation took care of itself, and my mother's situation took care of itself, so I didn't have to have the talk with them that many of you have had to have with your older parents. I don't know if spouses have this talk, and I think I heard from somebody once, you know, complaining. He was saying she wanted me to give up my license and my independence, and I'm not going to do that. Oh, that's got to be tough at home, right? When the spouse reports the other spouse for being medically unfit to drive, and you may very well have had to have that conversation with your aging parent. Did you actually convince, or did you not convince your mom or your dad to give up the license? Because people get incredibly defensive about their driving abilities, and they get incredibly freaked out when you suggest that they may not be up to even driving on their own, because it's a kind of a symbol of independence, and nobody wants to admit they're getting older. Nobody wants to admit they're getting older and slipping. So should older drivers be retested? And I'm leaving the word retested kind of vague. And the other thing is, with your older parents, what was the straw that broke the camel's back and you basically had to be the bad guy or the bad girl and say, Mom, you really cannot be driving. We're selling the car for you. Now, also, I looked up some stats here, and it shows that across the board from about age 30 to 79, the number of accidents are about the same, except for 60 to 69. Actually, the accidents go down lower the older you get. It could be they're driving less, I don't know. But you know, I got my own statistics of people I have seen doing really stupid things on the road, and it's kind of a split between really old people and young females. I don't mean to pick on the ladies, but I do want to talk more about this here on this local show. 99.1 to 92.3 FM Talk, 775-884-9910. And I don't know if you're aware, but our Nevada legislature, and I think this was 2 years ago, passed a law that said all seniors, for driver license renewals now, you have to go to the optometrist and get a form filled out by the said optometrist who will test you. And if you pass, they will sign that form and you have to send that into the DMV in Nevada, which my wife just had to do. We went to the optometrist, got the exam. Optometrist filled out the form. She sent the form and her check by mail to the DMV, you know, like they say to do, and hasn't heard a word since. That's a separate issue. I mean, the check was not cashed. It's either, oh my gosh, mail service or DMV, we don't know. So anyway, this is a hassle. And to me, looking at the stats, to me, it's a bit of age discrimination thrown in here. They're not making the teenage female, and I apologize again to this. And listen, I report crashes 6 days a week on this station, and I have not noticed any more old folks crashing cars than young people. And I know that's just an observation, but it seems the impatient young people racing around, skipping red lights. Sorry again, this is not data. This is my feeling and observation. But what's your take? Or did you actually convince or did you not convince your mom or your dad to give up their license? And what's the real threat on the roads? What age group? Very curious to hear what you see in the trenches.
You know, I think the
phone number here, 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter, going to be back very soon on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1018.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Very fine stations, of course. John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon, 99.1 FM Talk, 92.3. And I hope you don't have to work today. I hope you're in the middle of a nice 5-day holiday weekend and there's more of it ahead for you. And I hope that if you're on the road traveling, you get there safely and have fun along the way. And I hope tomorrow is a blessed day for everybody and that you found many things to be thankful for on Thanksgiving, which... And I remember, well, I'll tell you the story later. It's about how many of you families have or had a gratitude turkey. I'll explain after we take some calls. Let's go to Minden and talk to Mark, a comment about driver's license renewals. Is this about that, Mark? Hi, I'm glad you called. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is. I just renewed my license and I'm a geezer. But if you go in person, they'll do the eye test. But if you want to renew online, then you have to get the optometrist.
I see. Okay. Well, my wife was running out of time with her driver's license, and I think we did check to see when we could go in there to do the eye test, and it was something ridiculous. They're still doing these like 2-month waiting periods.
Yeah, that's true.
So which did you do?
I went in person because I was down to the wire, but I was able to get my going in person and renew it, just sure. A few days before my birthday. But yeah. Online, you did. It was, I thought it was more of a hassle than going there and waiting at the Carson DMV.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, well, online is not helpful. You know,
how do you do
something to be desired?
Yeah. So okay. So with the online, you do go to the optometrist and you get the test. And what do you do? The optometrist gave us a form. So yeah. How do you deal with the form online? She mailed it in.
You can scan it and attach it to the, in the online page, yeah, on the website.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. And what is the age where they make you do this? Because I just heard senior citizens. I'm not going to give my wife's age. She'll kill me. But at what age do you...
I'm 73 and just had to renew it. And it was the first time that's happened. So,
I think it's 70. Yeah. Or if they're saying senior citizens, could be 62 or 65. I still consider that age discrimination because, as I said, I don't see a plurality of senior citizens causing the crashes out there. You know, it's just from my
observation. John, the reason you're not seeing them causing the crashes is they're waiting at DMV to get their renewal.
That's
adding
true.
A few more years. I appreciate you calling, Mark. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Yeah. Take care, my friend. Okay, so, I remembered this on that very day this week on Thanksgiving and the gratitude turkey that we grew up with in the Potter household. It got me crying. Have you folks heard of the gratitude turkey? I don't know how popular this was, but... And I don't know how many moms did this. Maybe it was something that was in a good housekeeping magazine or something, or maybe it was something her mom did. I never asked where she found out about this, but my mom always put up a gratitude turkey the week before Thanksgiving. And she did it every year when we were kids. Actually, until I went to college, each year was the gratitude turkey. Several years ago, she made it out of construction paper, made a very nice turkey body and the head of a turkey, and looked pretty lifelike as far as construction paper turkeys go. And the gratitude turkey would go up on the wall the week before Thanksgiving, right there between the dining and the living room on the wall, and under it would be like a TV tray, like when you're going to eat food on the couch, those things on a table set up right underneath the gratitude turkey on the wall. And also on this table, she cut out of various colors of construction paper, the feathers, like long oblongs, and there would be a bunch of markers, like Sharpies, on the table. And the thing is, everybody in the family, as you go through the day, our family was a family of six. And as we went through the day, you have to write on the gratitude feather the thing you're grateful for, whenever you wanted to. But it was like we were doing it once a day, each of us. And we always put something like family or mom's spaghetti, you know, or my brother's help fixing my bike on the feather. Whatever you could think of that you're grateful for, and you would write that on the feather and you would stick it up right there on the turkey. And by Thanksgiving, there would be a whole bunch of feathers and the turkey's got a big tail. And we always look forward to the gratitude turkey. Not to sound sappy, but there is so much good that comes from being thankful, being grateful for life, recognizing your blessings and feeling true gratitude for them. You can actually choose to be that way. It's not the circumstances of your life. It's all in your head. And I learned that is that might take a little or a lot of effort, might take a little time, but you can choose to be grateful. And further, that choice can have a tremendous impact for good upon you. That's how I see it. I think there's a correlation between gratitude and happiness. And you might expect that happiness leads to gratitude, and it can kind of, but it doesn't have to. The gratitude seems to invariably lead to happiness. If you can count your blessings, if you recognize them, if you realize that even on the worst days, when things are going fairly poorly for you, there is still much that is going well for you. And after seeing that and being grateful for it, I think that makes you, I think it makes you happy. So count your blessings and all that stuff. And don't say you don't have any blessings. You do. You do. Look at us. If you're healthy, you're living in the greatest country in the world, in the greatest area, in the country that we have a wonderful gift out there. So anyway, it's an idea if you want to use that. We always got a kick out of the gratitude turkey each and every Thanksgiving. And I should have brought this up like 2 weeks ago to get you folks on that. But one of the many, many things I loved in our family home. I'm John Potter. Going to break for Fox News and local news with Greg Neft. We're going to be talking golf, and we're then going to talk about food and restaurants with Chef Mark, and then more open topic for you. So it's each and every Saturday, 9 to noon. It's all very local and very live each and every Saturday. Break for Fox News and local news on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 10:30.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. Welcome back. 10:35 is our time right now. Craig, I think we lost our phone call from the golf course. They're calling back. Okay, that's good. Thanks for your texts, folks. Got a few about the driving situation. Let me read these real quick. And I appreciate the person who sent this in. John, the overall traffic driving offenses are not committed by seniors. It's the aggressive and rude younger or people with no regard for others in the law. I hope the cops turn their attention toward these offenders. I've seen officers ignore cars blowing red lights. I have too. While they're sitting at the same intersection. Wow, I have not seen that. Isn't it strange that the city cleaned and cleared the west side of Kitski between Plum and Vassar, but not the east side? Thanks, John. I have not noticed that. Thanks, John, for your great show. Happy holidays. And say here, I think I'm going to run for Reno. This the texter. I think I'm going to run for Reno Public Works Administrator. Is there one? If so, he's fired. Well, all right. I love Reno and have lived here all my life. Let's clean it up. Thank you so much for that text. Very interesting stuff. Folks, the Silver Oak Golf Course is a challenging 18-hole course nestled in the foothills of the majestic Sierra Nevada. It's in Carson City on the north end, right by North Carson Street and College Avenue. Is that Kim on the phone, Craig? All right, let's go talk to Kim and Megan, too. Hello, golfers. How you doing?
Hi, John. We're doing well, thank you. Enjoying this beautiful late November winter.
Yeah, how is the golfing weather forecast looking for Silver Oak Golf Course?
We have been extremely busy. Yeah, yesterday we had 150 golfers. So today, about the same. It's going to be a busy day.
So are you open year-round?
You know, Mother Nature dictates whether we're open during the winter or not. So we are open as long as we can open. No snow on the ground. Usually, as long as it's not raining or snowing, we can open.
How's it looking today? You filled up today here, 2 days after Thanksgiving on the golf course?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of people, a lot of tourists in the area that probably were wanting to ski, and now they're golfing because we're renting a lot of golf clubs and getting a lot of out-of-towners right now.
You know, the best golf partners, Kim, are always the ones who play a little bit worse than you. Am I right?
That's correct. Yes. I always try to pair myself up with people that play worse than myself. And that's bad because I'm not a very good golfer. So
what's new? What did you want to talk about at Silver Oak Golf Course? What's going on there?
You know, we were just going to let everyone know that our Christmas sale has been extended until the 23rd of December. And also, we would like to give out some free rounds of golf. So we figured we'd give your listeners, the next five people that call into the pro shop here at Silver Oak, we'll give them a free round of golf.
Okay, so we're going to have people call your place out there?
Absolutely. They can just call the Silver Oak Pro Shop and let them know that they
That's great. That's
your...
that's a lot easier on poor Radio Craig that they would call your number. So the first five callers get free rounds of golf. What does that include, Kim?
Yeah, they're going to get a free round of golf, and they can use that between now and April 1st, give them plenty of time to use it up. And so if they want to bring a friend, it's basically buy one, get one free, or if they want to golf by themselves, whatever that looks like, it doesn't matter. It's just one round of golf. So
and that would be free if it's one person, and they can use this anytime?
Absolutely, between now and April 1st.
Okay, so what is the number that they are to call the first five people?
So it's 775-841-7000.
That's not the number you're using now, is it?
No, I'm on cell phone right now.
Oh, okay, good. Well, that's a great thing. Oh, that's awesome. That's great. You know, so when are they going to start building the 92 new townhomes there?
You know, I would imagine that's going to be sometime this coming spring, I would imagine. We've got another little project that's going on right now, and then I think the townhomes are next.
I'm not a golfer, Kim, but I think it's kind of reassuring to have a place right by, you're living right by the hospital. You know, I'm at the age when I look at place, and we're kind of looking for a vacation home, but it's got to be right by the hospital, you know, when you hit a certain age. But I'm intrigued by this rule from the Carson City Commissioners about your project there. And the rule says garages must be kept for parking as opposed to storage to meet city code, which is a condition that must be disclosed to buyers. Wow. Good luck with that. I mean, garages used to be all cars. Now they're big on storage, but they're taking care of that. So they have a very neat and pristine place there that you live for these townhouses. Kind of fits the character of your golf course. For folks who haven't been to your golf course, I said it's a challenging 18-hole golf course nestled in the foothills of the majestic Sierra Nevada. For those who have never seen it, could you describe it further, Kim?
Yeah, we're kind of unique. We have the hills course, the front nine, if you would, is mountainous, and it has a spectacular view of Carson City up on the top. And then the back nine leads kind of through down College Parkway and through some houses and little more, there's more water, more obstacles on the back nine. So you go from like the hill climbing to the flat water on the back nine. So it's more challenging than people who haven't played here play here, and then they realize it's more challenging than it looks, which is what you want if you're a regular golfer wants a little bit of challenge, right?
Right.
Obstacles and so forth. So, yeah, it's a fun golf course. It's a public golf course. It's in very good condition. And people sometimes think we should be considered a semi-private golf course because of our conditions. So we're proud of that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, because you have a restaurant and the bar. What's that bar called? The Fifth Hole or something like that? Good reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good reviews on those. So people who are not golfers or members can go to the restaurant and the bar too?
Yes, we are open to the public. Yep.
Are there members? Is this a club? Or you said it's a public golf course, so that would just be golfers coming there. Is there some sort of club that people are members of?
Yeah, we do sell memberships. We have a single or family or corporate membership that you can purchase. We limit how many memberships we have so that members can get on the golf course as well as the public. But we... we keep our membership limited just so that we can still play on the public side and still have tee times available to both. I don't know. Our customer service is really, really good. Our staff is amazing. They smile at you and say hi to you when you walk in the door. And I think people, you know, they just want to feel like there's somebody when they walk into a place, right? I mean, I know I do. Just a smile or something is always nice to get when you go into a restaurant or a golf course or anywhere. So our staff is really good on the customer service side, and our food is very good.
What's the claim to fame dish there? What's the most popular dish at your restaurant there?
Well, we do have really good burgers, but we also do some really good salads, and we have a greens mower melt. It's like a twisted melt turkey or ham. It's very good. And our wings are really good. Like everything on the menu is good. We try to, you know, it's burgers are very popular and wings are very popular. We just try to keep it, price, you know, fair and give a good burger. We have a half pound burger that's super popular called the dry.
So what's it called? I know. What's that called, Kim?
The driver burger.
The driver burger. Okay. Oh, man. Well, you are also quite unique. You're not, I mean, you used to have the beat up old Cadillac on the golf course and you moved that out, but you also have some historic Nevada things sprinkled around the whole area, don't you? Which is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. The 50s and 60s memorabilia in the clubhouse is amazing. The Americana, I know I embrace it. It, you know, brings back fun memories for me growing up. People walk in our clubhouse and they really get a kick out of all the things to look at. There's a lot of Cadillacs in here and car pieces and old signs. The family, the Stones owns the golf course, collected everything, and kind of uses it a little museum here, I guess.
So you and the COD Casino, old cars and cool stuff. Love it. All right. Did you get your five winners?
Oh, Megan just told me that the five rounds they're gone.
Okay. The five Excellent. Rounds. Excellent. We're going to introduce five more people to your wonderful golf course. I appreciate you calling in and offering that prize to our loyal listeners. Folks, Silver Oak Golf Course, it's in Carson City at the North End, right by North Carson Street and College Avenue. Thank you so much, Kim.
Thanks, John. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great day.
All right, sweetie. Take care. I'm John Potter, live and local. Hey, now that you're in the mood, we're going to be talking food with Chef Mark. He's up next. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 10:47.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Chef Mark. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you doing?
Well, you know, you have a bit of a sore throat. You were going to cancel today, and I'm so glad you showed up. There is something going around.
Yeah, I had a sore throat.
Yeah, well, no, I know a bunch of people who have something. So something is going around. You're not alone. But I'm glad you're here, and I'm always interested in what a chef like yourself had for your Thanksgiving.
I did a prime rib with sweet potato mash and a gratin potatoes and green beans. You know, the green beans we have every year for Thanksgiving.
See, you beat me. We had TJ Maxx pasta. Mark, it was terrible.
Really?
It's one of these fancy packages and from Italy. Yeah, the little Italian flag on it. And it's less than 16 ounces, and it wasn't strands of spaghetti, even. It was like a ball of dried-up pasta, and it took a half hour boiling. to eat this big, thick.
Oh my God.
I know. That's TJ Maxx. You know, the wife, but she makes the greatest sauce, Mark. I'm going to have a sauce cook-off between you two.
That'd be great.
So I want to get to what restaurants are on your top five list. I have a top five list, but before we do that, you have a reason you're here today. You have this great charity event coming up. Apparently, it's you are crazy about paintball. I never knew this about yourself, but we're going to have this huge paintball tournament.
That's going to be May 2026. And then
what?
2 months before that, March 16th is going to be the appreciation dinner.
Talk about starting early. Why paintball?
Well, I just thought it'd be fun. It's, you know, going to be at the Silver Circle Ranch out of Holcomb Ranch Road in Lakeside. And we're going to build two fields. Hopefully we're going to get some construction people to help us. And we're going to build a Vietnamese village and bombed out World War II French town.
That's the style of
those? Those are the two paintball fields.
Well, I never heard of a combination paintball chef-hosted Vietnam village in northern Nevada.
Right.
This is
well, it's going to be the first.
Okay, so people right now can organize their teams?
Yep, it's $350 per team, and it comes with your paintball gun, 400 rounds of ammunition, 12-ounce CO2 cartridge, and goggles.
And where does the money go to?
The money is going to the supplies for the paintball tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have to pay people, construction people, to build the fields, we have to do.
So it's a self-funding thing that you hope to be doing each and every year?
Well, this is the first year. We'll see how it goes. I hope it goes good.
Yeah, I don't know. I think paintball's still pretty popular.
Yeah, it's going to be 10-man teams or 10-people teams and double elimination.
Not something I expected a retired person like you to wrap your arms
disabled
around. Paintball. Okay.
I'm putting together an all-female team called the Pink Panthers. So if you have a little bit of commando in you, ladies, give me a call.
Okay. Well, so what's we'll get back to that. What's new on the restaurant scene? Now, first off, give your background. Where did you cook at?
The Mustang Ranch. I was
Mustang
the hooker
Ranch.
Cooker.
Yes. We had a lot of fun with that last time you brought it up. What restaurants were you at?
Haven't been going to any. I'm on disability.
Well, you were a chef though.
Yeah, Ruth Chris is the best.
Ruth Chris. Oh, okay. But you were a chef somewhere else before the Mustang Ranch, weren't you?
Yeah, I used to work at Reno Hilton.
Ah, yes, Reno Hilton.
Yep, and then I went to Arizona, so I worked down there. I went to school in Arizona, Le Cordon Bleu School.
Oh, really? Are you fully retired, or do you still do a little cooking for?
I'm disabled, but I can still cook a little.
You can still wield a mean spoon, huh?
No big jobs unless everybody. I can point and tell people and delegate. So
can I, but I'm a bad boss. All right, we're going to break for Fox News and come back and talk about paintball and food.
Paintball tournament.
That is a combination that I have been waiting to do for years. So, folks, what restaurants are on your top five list? You can join in on this. What are your top five restaurants locally? I love asking this because that's how I find the good ones. 884-9910. Yes, you have to come up with five because, come on, we literally have hundreds of restaurants in our area. And sorry, but there are many that are a waste of money and you should avoid, but we'll stay positive in this. You ought to write a book about your time being a chef at the Mustang Ranch.
About my life, actually.
About your life?
Yeah, about my whole life, yeah.
What about your life would you put in your book?
Oh, geez, just obstacles and everything I had to get through and just keep going, never quit.
Yeah? What obstacles, if I can ask?
Oh, geez, there, people are throwing obstacles in my way all the time. It's just
it seems that setbacks way sometimes, doesn't it?
Especially health, too. You know, my health is going. You get older, you know. You're a lot older than me. No.
Get out of here. But this is part of staying or feeling young is to get so involved like you. You hosted these charity dinners to raise money for the first responders. I was at two of them, and they were just outstanding. And
it's going to be the fifth.
Oh, you're doing it again, huh?
The fifth. March 16th will be the appreciation dinner at the American Legion
on
Alston, and then the paintball tournament will be 2 months after that. But we're having a free lunch at St. Mary's January 22nd.
Yeah.
And to raise money for paintball equipment and getting the fields together and all that. So
public invited to that?
Public invited. It's free.
It's a free lunch.
Free lunch. We're just taking donations. But if you don't have any money and you're hungry, you come anyway.
That's kind of like how your fundraiser is for first responders every year. It's free, but people bring things and donate to the
silent auction raffles.
Silent auctions. Yeah. Anyway. All right, folks. You have to tell us your top five restaurants in this area, and we'll have a lot of fun talking about that and plug this amazing paintball event that Chef Mark is cooking up, you might say. I'm John Potter, live and local. We're going to break for Fox News and be back very soon. We're here 9 to noon each and every Saturday, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time. 10:58.